What's up, adults?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
What up, man?
Happy Friday. Curtis, remind me I cannot go out with City Wiggy on a school night in the future ever again.
Uh-oh.
The guy, he doesn't stop. Neither does Mrs. Wiggins.
Huh? You know, we like to have fun.
At least Mrs. Wiggins is nice, though.
I'm nice, too.
Well, yesterday, only Wiggy would take a team bonding event and turn it into a bashing session.
He did come at you, I will say.
And my husband.
Yeah.
I just asked a simple question.
That's all it is. By the way, we had a great team bonding event.
Mm-hmm.
Missed you yesterday, Shine.
Sorry I couldn't make it.
I know that you were having some fun yesterday with the fact that I set that event up near my home, and then all of a sudden I looked around and you weren't there.
Yeah, Greg, I'm sorry. I had somewhere else I needed to be.
Okay. But,
you don't apologies. Have to have a place you needed to be. You could just not make it. It's no big deal.
But I had somewhere I had to be, so it's fine.
I see. An important appointment or something?
Yep. Okay. I had a dinner I needed to attend.
I see.
Ooh, okay.
Applebee's.
It's called I Don't Want to Drive Into the City at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And obviously that takes precedence over your coworkers who you're very close with, like the people on this show.
Oh yeah. I mean, okay. I see you guys every day. I think we have great bonding here.
Bigger Bone Chime would have been there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, Wiggy came right at you, and really more at Santo.
I know.
I asked a question over
the fact that the two of you, after the team bonding event at Cisco, were going to some sort of Harry Potter exhibit or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the event was or what it is.
It opens today to the public, but there was a little media VIP opening last night. I got invited. I brought my husband and saw and. Wiggy decided to question his masculinity, I think is the best way to put it.
Well, I asked the question, are you going to see like figurines?
No, it's... No.
You said it's a Harry Potter...
Exhibition. So they had the costumes and the sets from the movie there for you to see.
So like you walk through and the costumes are on mannequins?
Yeah. And you know what? My husband is very comfortable in his own skin. Tons of men there last night. Let me tell you,
okay.
More men than women.
Right. Any of them have girlfriends?
No,
all of them.
No, okay. They
all of them.
Okay. Was any of them walking around like blowing a trumpet with and just like?
No.
Why do I picture a 40-year-old virgin when he's by himself in the house with the trumpet?
You're asking if they were listening to Coldplay while they were there.
Yeah, I think Shine would have the exhibit.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was.
So, other than the costumes, what else is there? Like the magic wands?
There's a bunch of different, the wands are there, obviously. There's a whole wand room. But there's a bunch of trivia, and then there's a bunch of behind the scenes, facts throughout. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
All right. Well,
I enjoyed it. You should go Cambridge side if you're looking for something to do this weekend.
Right. We had a great event yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And a great time.
Everybody
last
tapped
night
in and pulled
and,
up.
And I always have a lot of fun with City Wiggy.
Oh man, it was wild.
A lot of
last
fun with
night.
City with Mr. and Mrs. City Wiggins.
It was wild out in the streets, man.
Are we gonna get to Wiggins in the newspaper part two?
I don't know. What happened yesterday?
I am reading inside page one on the back of the cover is a story correcting the record.
Oh,
okay. On Jermaine Wiggins.
Okay.
We can get to it later, but right. They do properly say that Greg, that Wiggy is a co-host of WEEI's Greg Hill Show.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Boston Herald. Yes.
And he was not a member of the Brockton Education Association.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy is quoted extensively in the piece when he was told by Lance Reynolds that Wiggy was earning $100,000. Quote, "That's news to me," he said. "Let me get out my calculator because somebody owes me some money."
That's a pretty good quote.
Yeah.
Do you do that yourself?
I did.
I didn't know if you had a PR team or something.
No PR team.
Excellent.
And this Lance guy is the laziest writer in America because he quotes the superintendent, Mike Thomas, from what he said on this show yesterday instead of just calling him himself.
When he's setting the record straight.
Yeah, you know.
But good job by the Herald finally correcting it properly today.
Does that mean I get a... Seeing they don't want to give me my money, can I at least get a like free subscription?
Probably, yeah. I guess you didn't end up getting a lawyer, and
therefore
the correction issued immediately afterward probably means you're not going to win in a lawsuit.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Harold ain't got enough money anyway.
Glad they got it right. Yeah. I am glad they got it right. And speaking of getting it right, I don't want to take anything away from trending coming up in a few moments, but I believe that the New England Patriots are officially in second place in the division this morning.
What a game.
Is that correct, Shine? Am I correct?
I believe you are correct, Greg.
Yeah, what a game.
Did not see that one coming.
You didn't see that coming last night?
No.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought it was going to be a good game, but where'd that Buffalo team come from? Tua, man.
No, he's got to step away.
You think so?
Oh, my. That's going to be my lead, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, we can get to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Who would you like to see step away from football forever first? Tua or Deshaun Watson?
Seems like Deshaun Watson needs to go, like, he's like a tiger. He needs to go back to getting massages.
Oh, geez.
Plays better when he gets massages.
No.
Him with Tiger. Tiger was doing better when he was banging Denny's waitresses.
Jeez. You are fiery morning.
But that ain't me. That's what
people say. I know. But also, can I just say, you were just talking about subscriptions. The Amazon thing, I was on the side of like, it's not that big of a deal. Everyone's got Amazon. Thursday Night Football, it'll be fine. We ran into an issue last night when we tried to go watch the end of the game in bed. We don't have Amazon Prime on our Roku. We only have it on the Apple TV because it's connected to some Disney Hulu thing.
Can't you just ask them to show you like a QR code or something like that? I'm so sick of trying to figure out who has what thing, the kids are still on my Netflix.
Right.
Half the time when I go to Apple, the thing, if I'm watching it on my tiny television in the bedroom, Apple wants me to identify myself based on showing my phone and a QR code. It's the most ridiculous.
Gotta be annoying.
Can we just go back to three? It was so easy when there were three television stations. And that was it, Curtis. Channel 4, 5, and 7. It was so simple. Everything was on either one of those three stations.
The only medium that has remained consistently simple is the one we are on right now.
Oh, Curtis, a great plug for radio.
Why was it 4, 5, and 7? Like, what happened to 6?
There was never a 6.
I don't really.
But, like, why 4, 5, 7?
I mean, 6 was like a Providence station or something.
I think that's a fair question.
I guess it is.
Yeah, you get three stations, and the numbers are 4, 5, and why not 1, 2, 3?
What was it? Was it? I think the 4, 5, and 7.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
That would be UHF, right, Greg, or VHF?
That was VHF. UHF, what?
38.
Yeah, it was channel 38
and 56.
And then 25 came along later. Yeah. But if I was watching the, what was the afternoon show? It's probably before everybody's time.
I think we have a jingle for the afternoon show.
We do have a jingle for the afternoon show, yes, but the... I used to get home from school and watch the Banana Splits, which was a wildly entertaining program on the afternoons.
Banana Splits. I don't know.
Black and white?
It was kind of a variety cartoon live character show for kids.
Oh, cartoons? I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, they would run cartoons during the thing. Like, they had a cartoon Speed Racer.
Oh, okay.
Which I really enjoyed as a child. And
the five car, right?
This is nightmare fuel.
What?
The Banana Splits.
Oh, that's causing you problems?
Oh, my. It's a bunch of furries.
Yeah, but you're at a Harry Potter thing last night.
Yeah, that's great. This is something made of nightmares. Mitch, just Google the Banana Splits and throw it up.
I'm so into this.
2 seasons. Yeah. It was considered a comedy.
It was only 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Huh, it seems like
it was longer.
It does.
Snorky, Bingo, Flegel, Drooper, and Zazoom.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Munsters. The Munsters were only 2 seasons.
Yeah, well, you missed it. You didn't get that kind of entertainment. You people are addicted to TikTok or whatever it is.
I prefer anime.
You missed the Banana Splits.
I got Benny Hill when I was growing up.
I was a big Oprah after school person.
Yeah, that's not surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think because aren't these stations, I don't know, Is it 4, 5, and 7 everywhere else,
no.
too?
No.
And the stations no. have the
Greg just
part
said
of the
Channel
seven?
6 was Providence.
No, no. Oh, so they had, so in Providence, they might have been, they've been like 3, 6, 8.
And so it was just like a blackout station when you were flipping through?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't blacked out. It was just, it was static.
It was like snow or whatever it is.
Snow, yeah. This is Charlie from Malden. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
How's everyone doing? Listen, I have Amazon Prime in my house.
Yeah.
I have cable, Comcast cable. They want it. I can only get it in my living room TV. I can't get it on my bedroom TV.
Yeah.
They want to charge me another $7.99 to put it on my bedroom TV.
Yeah.
I already paid it. I paid for it in my parlor, but I can't get it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, the way I feel about it is if you're paying for whatever, the doesn't matter what you're streaming, what the service is, if you're paying for it for your home,
right,
it ought to be available on every television in your home. Like,
absolutely.
Well, but then you can't, you should say that your kids shouldn't be able to use your Netflix using that. Right? Like, well, so if you can't use it on multiple homes.
They're they are my flesh and blood.
True.
Well, I have no issues.
I'm not saying you shouldn't love your kids.
I had no issues with the game. I'm able to watch it in every room on any TV at any time.
Yeah, because you're stealing it.
I don't steal anything.
Yes.
No, I don't.
You have that.
I don't steal anything. You do what you do. I do what I do.
I am just alerting the Boston Herald. They may have another investigative report coming.
Well, please come talk to me first before
disgrace Brockton football coach steals cable.
Does anybody steal cable no more? Than, I mean, this is Larry. It's 2024.
Wiggy,
do they even give out cable boxes?
I think I'm the last person that actually plays Comcast every month. Oh, for cable TV.
That is a ripoff.
Cable's like the airlines and all these streaming networks. They want to get you, and they get you good.
The Wi-Fi's good, though, man.
And let me ask you about the Red Sox, Curtis. Are they like a doctor, and the patient is terminal, and the doctor comes in the room and holds up the medicine, like, from far away, and then when you start to get excited about getting the medicine, they bring it closer, like closer to the 10th inning, and then they just throw the medicine out the window as you're dying. Is that what they're, is that basically what they are?
I think the Red Sox flatlined a while ago, and they didn't tell anybody.
I mean, if you're going to lose, you're going to lose out.
Right.
Can you lose out in, you know, have it have the thing be done by the fourth or fifth inning, please?
It's like, you know, it's like when... You know, you remember when you were younger and you used to go to the party and you're like, damn, okay, this girl's giving me a vibe. Like, I might be able to get something by the end of the night.
That all was like night, Greg's prom.
All night long, she strings you out. And then finally, at the end of the night, she's like, oh, my friend's.
Gotta go.
Yeah, my friend's been hounding me. We gotta, rather than just being from Jump Street, like, nah, you ain't getting none.
Yeah, no, it's just.
That's what they're doing. But, holding you around.
Well, it's a Patriots Friday.
Woo!
And we got a lot to get to on today's show, including the leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will talk about what Jim Montgomery said yesterday about whether or not he will have a certain goaltender in training camp or available in the regular season or what is going on when it comes to Jeremy Swayman. So they said it coming up at 7 on this morning show. We'll talk to Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai at 7:30 on a Patriots Friday as the New England Patriots get ready for the Seahawks. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and we will hammer the Costos at 9:30 with Nick Costos. I believe, based on some text messages this morning, there are some who are frustrated with some wagering recommendations that were made on this program yesterday.
Mm. Yep, we were 0-3 last night, but it is what it is. Take your lumps and you move on, Greg.
Sean was getting kicked.
I didn't expect the game to go that way. I'll be completely honest. Shime. I didn't expect the Bills to dominate the Dolphins.
Sean was getting
an absolute goose egg, like 0-for?
Yeah, it's 0-for-3. We made 3 bets, we lost them all.
So,
okay.
So I guess if you cherry-picked, you'd be better off because you'd only lose one.
Sure. I mean, whatever. You told us last week
to not cherry pick.
Right.
And if you didn't cherry pick last week, you'd be even. So it's fine.
Shine was getting killed last night.
Ooh,
by
Mary
by...
Proppins with the James Cook humble bet beforehand.
Yeah. I didn't expect the Bills to just blow doors. They were underdogs of the game.
Well, that's the whole thing, is it's a prediction. Nobody knows what to expect.
So I went based on what I thought would happen. It didn't happen, so I was wrong. It happens.
Well, Sean, you're losing a lot of street cred, because we went to a second location afterwards, and there's a guy that I know. He's big into, betting and gambling, and he was killing Shime.
He was?
Oh, man, this Shime, he don't know nothing about gambling. I don't know why. I'm like, damn, Shime, you losing.
What does he do for a job? Is he a professional gambler?
Ooh.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No.
He owns,
good for him.
He owns, like, a gambling company.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. People are going to start Venmoing you, Shime, and I think they should. If you give a lock and they lose.
Okay, but then if it hits, you should also be Venmoing me. Okay. That's how that works.
That's fair. That's fine.
Tips are
encouraged. Speaking of that second location that you guys went to, are we allowed, or are we going to get to who you ran into last night?
Oh.
I ain't running into nobody last night. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Who Wiggy met for the first time.
Yeah. I didn't meet any. I met a lot of people. Now I remember so many people I meet out
Mrs.
there.
Mrs. Fields?
We could get into that at some point.
Okay.
This morning. I don't know why you don't want to. You don't.
I meet a lot of people outside, Greg.
You don't want to talk about it?
I don't. Listen, I meet a lot of people outside.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of nothing. Believe me. I got plenty of friends.
That was at the third location we went to.
Oh, third. My apologies. My apologies.
I got plenty of
third. How many locations did you go to?
Just three. Yeah. We started off at the team building event at Cisco, and then we made a stop by this place called Ocean Prime. Excellent place. And then we went to another place called Saver. Fantastic place.
I've heard those are great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got plenty of friends on both sides of the wall. Mm-hmm. On the inside, the outside.
Greg, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
Curtis. Do you feel like you've already been set up for your retirement home? Because your actions are very much like my parents, where live within walking distance of all the places they go to.
Yeah. Oh,
a beautiful experience, though.
Like, Ocean Prime is a 9-iron from the front door.
Yeah.
The Cisco, beautiful, unbelievable, gorgeous spot in the seaport, is probably like a 7-iron.
Mm-hmm.
And Saver's a putt.
Oh. Yep. Man, that place is
I'm always so jealous.
Spectacular.
At the
Have
end
you
of
not
the night.
Been there?
No, I've been there. But I'm always so jealous of Greg at the end of the night that he can just, like, walk across the street and be home.
We did run into a guy who does what we do for a living.
That we did.
And he apparently has, that's my neighborhood.
Wow.
That's my turf.
Did he check in?
No.
He
has apparently, this man has moved right into my neighborhood.
Oh.
Wiggy and I bumped right into him. Oof. By the way, very complimentary about this radio show, this man. He is the host of an afternoon show on a competitor of ours.
Loves radio media.
but the guy, I guess I could call him the MF-er.
Yeah.
Based on his initials.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you could call him.
Has moved right into my neighborhood.
Wow, better building?
Right across from me.
Better building? Shoot.
It's not a better building.
Ooh, it is a nice building, though.
That is muy rico.
I've never been in any of that.
Rich building.
People behind the building's back, they call it Sloppy Seconds.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Where Felger lives is Sloppy Seconds.
I heard that. I heard a lot of that, too.
It's not anything like Echelon.
It's like...
Nothing can compete with Echelon, but that is a pricey place.
That is the ultimate, when you talk about, the ultimate street beef.
Yeah.
If you're on one side of the street
you're right.
It's like you guys met and I think Brick killed a guy.
Yeah. We may throw microphones at some point if we have to.
Competing projects across the street.
To. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including Courtney and what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football, final score 31-10. But the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from Damar Hamlin. This was his third diagnosed concussion of Tua's NFL career. I'm sure we'll get to that more during the leads. The Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday. Kickoff at 1 p.m. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai this morning about that. And the Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings, 2-1 the final. Cooper Criswell went 5 1/3, giving up one run on four hits while striking out four. They've got another one in the Bronx tonight. 7:05, first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And for your apple pie, apple crumble, apple snacks, and the apple of your eye, apples are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, get a tote bag of apples, Macintosh, Gala, or Ginger Gold for just 99 cents a pound. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's a Friday the 13th. Here in Boston, 58 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 84.